This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As promised in our last visit, let me share a couple of experiences where my wife and I practiced hospitality. Once, after a church service, I recognized a man and greeted him and his family. He looked troubled, so I asked if they were free to go out for pizza. Over lunch, he shared with me that he just lost his job and didn't know what to do. We talked and prayed for them. Later, they sent a letter sharing how much our time together encouraged them. They moved, he found work, and they were now doing well. Some years later, his daughter moved back and came with her family to join our church, an unexpected blessing. Another experience was on a trip to New Zealand. I had taken along a mission organization's address book. One day, I checked and found someone from that mission in the area we were in, so I called to see if we could visit them. They were surprised to get a call from strangers, but extended an invitation. When we got to their home and talked for a while, we asked if they were open to go out for dinner. They gladly accepted. As we were enjoying the meal, we found out that that very day was their anniversary, but they couldn't afford to do anything special to celebrate. God used us to help them celebrate their anniversary with their family, and yes, it was a special moment for us. You never know what you might experience when you practice hospitality. In fact, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2 says, "Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some people have entertained angels without knowing it." You might be surprised, too, when you practice hospitality.